Hello, my name is Mal. I am the new, or Mallory, I'm the new conversation teacher from America, as was Phoebe last year from Wales. And I have just started here at CEIP Luis de Morales last week, and it's been great to get to know all the students, and I can't wait for the rest of the year. This week we have been talking a little bit about Halloween and about the differences between the traditions coming from Ireland, from the Celts, and from the traditions in Spain for All Saints Day to the United States and a little bit in Mexico. So right now I will talk a little bit about Halloween in the United States. So although we began also with these religious traditions like All Saints Day, we've morphed these sort of spooky, scary, special traditions into something a little less religious, a little more playful and fun. Not to say All Saints Day is not fun. It's very fun, but it's more special. And in Halloween in the United States, we kind of throw large parties. We dress up. We eat a lot of candy. We go trick-or-treating. We decorate pumpkins, and we have parades. We eat pumpkin-flavored everything. So this week, I've talked to the students a little bit about some of these traditions specifically, like making jack-o'-lanterns, which is when you carve a pumpkin, you take off the lid of the pumpkin, you remove all the seeds, and you decorate the outside, traditionally like a scary face, but now again, it doesn't have to be scary. Artists actually compete every year around Halloween to make these massive pumpkins in any sort of carving you like. It could be a spaceship, a boat, it could be a celebrity's face. You could take off all the skin of the pumpkin and make it look as though it's a face being squeezed, which is an image that I showed the students this week as well. You may also paint the pumpkin, but to make a jack-o'-lantern, you usually cut into the pumpkin, put a light inside, and then set it out to scare the ghosts and the spirits who have come back from the dead on the evening of Halloween. And then the students got to decorate some jack-o'-lanterns in some of the classes. Although we didn't do any carving, we just drew on some pieces of paper, but they made some beautiful things. Another thing that we like to do a lot in New York, which is where I have lived most recently, New York City, is throw these very large parades, kind of like Carnival in Badajoz. And we all flood the streets of Manhattan in our costumes and our gowns and our spider webs, and we bring drinks of all sorts, and we bring some special foods, and we listen to music and dance and just have a very good time. And there you might see children, but it's also for adults, and you'll see adults dressed up, and you can just dance and enjoy all night long. There will be some floats and some sort of special effects from the city and some artists coming down the streets, but really it's just about gathering and enjoying time with each other. To specify more about the costumes, so as I've ascertained from the students here, it seems as though the Halloween tradition in Badajoz is if you dress up, you dress up like something scary or spooky, like ghosts or goblins or witches. Some of the students are going to be demons and devils and all very scary. And you can definitely see that in the United States in horror films. People make elaborate makeup and they dress like this as well, blood dripping from their eyes. Of course, it's all fake, but the tradition is there. But you might also see some things that are funny or cute or group costumes that are very creative. When I was little, I was a cloud. My mom dressed me in all this cotton, and she tied ribbons around me, and I looked like a little cloud with some rain coming below me. Or you might also see some Harry Potters running around, or some Minions. The students this week really like to see a photo I showed them of Minions, or panda bears, or animals, or story characters. Essentially, you can dress however you like, and it's more about expressing yourself and expressing whatever it is that you feel you want to be on this day when you're allowed to be someone else. So it's pretty special. In the schools as well, since we do not have off for Halloween, children usually show up and do a little parade. They walk from classroom to classroom and show off their costumes. And at the end, usually the teachers award the best costume, the scariest costume, the funniest costume. Mostly everyone gets a prize, but we also celebrate those who worked really, really hard and spent a lot of time making or finding their costume. So another thing is that Halloween is a big eating holiday. When students or children go trick-or-treating, it is generally for children, though sometimes you see some teenagers going around trick-or-treating too, which is essentially like here when you go door-to-door and ask for candy. There's not so much of a trick involved with trick-or-treating anymore. But usually kids come home with massive trash bags or pillowcases full of candy, and they eat so much candy that their teeth rot. And dentists love the holiday because they get to work long and hard thereafter. And the kids love it too. Teachers, not so much, because their kids are either sick in school or have had so much sugar that they're not focusing at all. But aside from candy, which adults definitely eat too, we have pumpkin-flavored everything. Because pumpkin, aside from just carving, we have so much in the fall that we can also make pumpkins for pies, which are kind of like empanadas or tarts, but they're usually sweet, and you eat them in the fall. Instead of chestnuts or cranberries, you would eat pumpkin or any sort of squash, like butternut squash. Apples are also a food that you eat a lot, so you might have apple cider donuts, which are also quite sweet. Everything essentially is pumpkin flavored and with cinnamon and very, very sweet if you're a kid or if you're an adult or anything. So that's kind of the gist of it. There's some more here and there, but Halloween was religious at one point in the U.S. It was kind of like Dia de los Muertos, All Saints Day. But we've taken what we liked about that and we've made it into this very strange new tradition where you just dress up and get candy and everyone sort of celebrates, and you can go and into haunted houses if you like, which are these attractions that are decorated to scare you and you pay money to be scared. But aside from that, there aren't necessarily creepy people wandering the streets trying to scare you or scare the skin off of your bones. It's really just a fun holiday, and everyone likes to dress up and wear makeup and express themselves in a way that normally they could not. So, thank you.